Now on Mitchell's Front Page, Trent talking tech.
Morning, Trent. How are you?
Hello.
Did you have a good Easter?
Easter was great. It was nice to be able to just stop down for 4 days and do little business stuff, just, you know, spend time with family and relax.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what's happening at Microsoft?
Yeah, Microsoft has finally, I guess you could say, in the last couple of years, seen the light in having applications on multiple platforms, because they were traditionally just looking after, you know, Windows devices and also Macs. But in recent years, you know, they rolled out the Office suite for iOS and also Android as well. And what they've done in recent days is launched Office Lens, another application to iOS and Android, which works as a mobile document scanner and can interface with all their applications. So you can basically snap photos of documents, receipts, business cards, menus, whiteboards, anything like that, and, you know, easily get it into your favourite editing applications. At the moment, the document recognition is only around printed text, but what I've fiddled around with so far is kind of neat, and, you know, it's nice to be able to quickly and easily move it across into those applications that you commonly use in your workplace on your desktop all the time.
And you're finding that a lot of people out there have devices with multiple operating systems on them, like they might have an iPhone with an Android tablet, or the sort of situations where it'd be good to have common apps across everything, even though there's different OSs.
There certainly is mixes between, you know, various devices. I know people who own an iPhone but like an Android tablet and might not even have a Windows computer at home. So to be able to have the best of both worlds across each platform is quite a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Suncorp's got a survey out, and they're taking a survey and giving a bit of an insight into family tech usage.
Yeah, we hear a lot of surveys out these days, but this one is interesting just to show our tech habits. So yesterday, Suncorp Bank released the Being Digitally Savvy report, where they surveyed just under 3,000 people aged between 18 and 64. And they reckon out of that survey that as an individual, we're forking out $2,300 a year to support our technology. And if we're a family with two children, we're averaging $6,000 a year these days.
I'm not surprised by that, but with that amount of expenditure, you'd want to get it right, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you certainly do want to, you know, pick something that's going to last for a little while and suit your needs well, especially when they say we're averaging nearly 6 hours a day on these things in some form or another.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because all those little bits and just quickly checking emails, and they all add up, don't they?
They do indeed. They do indeed.
And in Manhattan, in New York, it looks like it's going to be possible to serve divorce papers using Facebook.
Or at least it's going to be possible in some rare cases. Apparently it's not the first time this has happened over in the US, but a Manhattan Supreme Court ruled recently that a 26-year-old woman by the name of Eleonora was able to serve her husband divorce paperwork using private message through Facebook. Now, the background of this thing is that this Victor fella is strangely hard to find. He doesn't have a job. He hasn't had an address since 2011. Apparently, the post office has no forwarding address or billing address of any form. And he doesn't have a motor vehicle record either. So he's a bit of a ghost in the cyberspace these days. And the only way they can communicate with him is via phone and social media. And, of course, they've tried the phone. He hasn't been answering that. He knows what he's got.
That's hilarious.
So she's actually been given the ability to send a Facebook message once a week for 3 consecutive weeks or until acknowledged of her divorce papers.
Yeah, because you've got to read receipts, so you can see if he's opened it, can't you?
Yeah, you can see if he's opened it. He's still got to respond to it, though. That's the unfortunate thing.
Well, Trent, thank you so much for joining me this morning. We'll speak to you again next Tuesday.
No worries, we will indeed.
Thank you very much. Trent Geddes there, program technical commentator, talking tech.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.